Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Youpreneur Podcast. Before we get going with this episode of the show, however, I've got a very special announcement for you. This is your personal invitation to join me, my team, some very, very close influential friends of mine, and a host of other smart entrepreneurs at the inaugural Long Haul Leader Summit, which is taking place in the historic heart of Cambridge, England, on November the 16th and the 17th of 2024. You're going to be able to learn from the best in the business. You're going to be able to network with like-minded leaders and other entrepreneurs just like you that are on a similar journey to yourself. We've got some incredible masterminds planned. Lots of great strategies will be shared. And by the time we're all done together, you're going to walk away with a solid plan of action that you can follow through for the entirety of 2025. But here's the thing though. We've only got 100 exclusive spots available. So this is your chance to be part of an intimate group focused on sustainable success, avoiding burnout, and ultimately making a whole bunch of money in the process. So go ahead right now and visit longhaulleader.com. There's links in the show notes as well to secure your ticket to make sure that we're all hanging out with each other in November this year. That's longhaulleader.com. I'll see you there. Right, let's get on with the episode.
This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM. The official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 127 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it, as always. Today, we're talking virtual assistants. We're talking VAs. We're talking virtual staff outsourcing and all that sort of stuff. Delegation 101. Let's get back to basics a little bit, guys. Actually, episode 119 was a real stormer. It's the first one that we actually zipped over to the Youpreneur FM format. And I was talking all about basically getting back to basics in business, that we're doing things the wrong way. We need to focus on things from yesteryear a little bit more. And I truly believe that the same has happened actually in regards to hiring people and searching for people and bringing on talent and delegating and all the rest of it in regards to the way they're building our businesses. So I thought, you know what? I mean, I wrote a book on the bloody subject, right? Virtual Freedom, which has done very well. 600 plus 5-star reviews on Amazon now. If one of them is yours, thank you. So I thought I'd put this episode together today with my top 10 tips to working with virtual assistants and getting involved with VAs for the first time. All right. So a lot of content, not going to ramble anymore. Going to get straight into it. Tip number one. Okay. First things first. All right. Let's sit down and be realistic about this whole thing. Outsourcing and delegating to virtual staff is not a kind of quickie fix, magic pill that you can pop and expect everything to work perfectly right out of the gate. It's not like that at all. So you shouldn't expect too much from your virtual assistants, you know, straight away. You've got to spend time with them. You've got to get to know them a little bit. And we'll go into some of those tips as well. So that's number one is really, truly understand, and this is not perfect right out the gate. It's never been like that. Whether it be virtual or whether it be physical hiring, it's always a little bit of a slow start. Nobody truly, completely hits the ground running in a new position, and bear that in mind. So number two is to leverage your time. This is the number one benefit of working with a virtual assistant, okay? It's about saving time. You often hear me say that time is our most valuable commodity. It truly, truly is, even more so as an entrepreneur. There's so many hours in the day. And when you work with a VA, you gain time. You ultimately buy more time. You buy more time. And because of that, you're ultimately becoming more productive as an entrepreneur as a direct result. But I see way too many people hiring their VAs and then blatantly micromanaging them. And that completely defeats the object of the game. All right? It completely defeats the object of the game. So don't hire someone and then micromanage them. Leverage your time. You bring them on board, you delegate those tasks and those roles, and then you get on with other things. Number three is to truly understand the cost-saving benefits behind hiring outsourced staff. Now, whether you're hiring somebody locally in your backyard, let's say you're based in the US or the UK or Australia, they're my three biggest listener markets. Whether you're hiring somebody locally or whether you're hiring somebody on the other side of the world, you can save money hiring people virtually. You don't have to worry about office space. You don't have to worry about equipment such as computers and desks and air cons and, you know, all the rest of it. And also, when you're hiring people virtually, a lot of the time you're going to be doing it as freelance contractors. And because of that, you don't have to worry about things like medical and dental and all that stuff too. Now, obviously, all these things differ from one city or state or country to another. So keep that in mind. But ultimately, hiring people virtually is cheaper than doing it physically and putting them into a full-time role into your business facility. Okay? So understand and embrace the cost-saving benefits of working with virtual staff. Number four is to not make assumptions. You know, you've probably heard the phrase, assumptions make an ass out of you and me, and it's very, very true. Give very clear, distinct instructions when you're training your virtual staff, as well as on the tasks that you're asking your VAs to perform for you. I find it ridiculous that people are still coming to me with these things of, well, I ask them to do this and that and blah, 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 blah. Or did you tell them all of these details? Did you tell them that you wanted Arial instead of Times Roman? Did you tell them that you wanted green instead of blue, et cetera, et cetera? No, I just assumed that they would know. Why would they know? Even if they've got the right mindset and the right, you know, experience behind them, they don't know what you like. They don't know the way you like things produced as a boss. So don't make assumptions and make very clear, distinct instructions on the tasks that you're asking your VAs to do for you. Now, number five is to invest time in developing your virtual assistant. Make sure that you spend time training your VA to the point where they can work completely unassisted for long periods of time, okay? And also, obviously, to a level that you're both going to be happy with so that your relationship becomes a very long-lasting one. I hear this all the time. People say, well, I had to let my VA go after 4 weeks because she just wasn't good enough. Why wasn't she good enough? Did you spend any real time with that person over that four-week period? The chances are you probably didn't invest enough time in developing them right out of the gate. This is when you need to spend more time with your staff, is when they're just starting with you to truly have them understand what you're all about, the type of person you are, how they're going to work with you, and what you want them to do for you on a day-to-day basis. So invest in some time in developing your VA. The sixth one, went all the way back to the beginning then for a minute. The sixth one is to set realistic timelines and targets with your tasks, okay? Think about all the parameters in place on each task that you give them, and then set a realistic task timeline. Some tasks are going to be they're going to be an hour long. Some tasks might be a week long. If you're putting together a big itinerary of a big cross country or a cross world trip or speaking, tour or something like that. Bear in mind that, you know, your VA is not Superman or Supergirl. They need to take time to make sure they're doing things properly for you. So set realistic task timelines and sort of deadlines. Number seven is to build up trust with your virtual assistant. Okay. Like I said, you know, earlier on, don't micromanage them, okay, and become what I call that virtual vulture and hanging off their shoulder all the time. Show them that you believe in them and their ability and the work that they're doing for you, and build up some trust by letting them do their own thing from time to time and not having a spy on them all the time. You know, there's something about entrepreneurs that are micromanagers. We're very type A, we know this, right? But when you hire somebody, let them get on with the job. Don't keep hanging off their shoulder, like I said, that virtual vulture all the time. Number eight is to give praise okay? I cannot tell you how important this is, particularly if you're working with Filipino virtual assistants. VAs here in the Philippines, they love their job. They put a lot into working for you. And receiving praise will make your VA feel accomplished, okay? Which is really important for the overall growth of the relationship that you have with that virtual assistant or with that virtual team, okay? So these are basic tips. These are my top 10 tips to getting started with virtual staff, all right? And just giving praise is a very basic human thing to do when you're working with people. If somebody gets you something 3 hours before it should be done or a week before you're expecting it, or if they helped you with a project and you've launched that new project and it's made you $10,000 overnight, send them an email. Thank them. Let them know that you appreciate them and the hard work that they put in. That's number 8. Give praise for a job well done. Number 9 is to always pay your virtual staff on time. Okay? Paying your VA on time will enable them to stay focused on what they're doing for you instead of worrying about paying their bills and things like that. Now, here in the Philippines, VAs expect to get paid on the 1st and the 15th of each month. Now, if you're paying them via PayPal, which is the preferred method here, that means you've got to pay them a few days before. So let's say the 27th or the 28th and the 12th and the 13th. The reason why is because, yes, even though the money that you deposit in their PayPal account will be there immediately, once they withdraw that money to their bank account, it's going to take a few days for that to actually clear. So bear that in mind. Be a cool boss and pay your VAs on time. There is never an excuse ever for paying your staff late. Don't do it. It will make you a complete idiot of a boss in my mind. And lastly, number 10 is to have fun with this. You're now becoming the CEO of your business. You're building a team. You're delegating tasks. You're buying time. You're leveraging every single time, every single hour in the day better for you. You're producing more time in what you're doing. There's something to be said for somebody that focuses on the high-level tasks that they should be focusing in on and not being sucked in to that day-to-day operation mode that so many entrepreneurs allow themselves to get trapped into. Don't do that. You should be spending time focusing on things like building up ideas for new products and services, spending more time with your top 20% clientele because you know they're giving you 80% of your money every month. All these things that you should be doing as the business owner, that's exactly what you do once you start working with virtual assistants properly. Okay, so I'm going to put a few resources and a few videos and a few other bits and pieces that are going to be able to help you in regards to this on the show notes. I want you to hop over chrisducker.com/episode127. Okay, episode 127. There's going to be my 3 list to freedom exercise on there. And I'm also going to provide a link to my book, Virtual Freedom, for you to go ahead and pick up a copy of that as well. It's the best $16 or maybe as little as $11 if Amazon's got a special offer on. But trust me, it's the best money that you're going to buy or rather spend in regards to buying back more time and building this virtual team that I am a big, big, big advocate of. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the content. Send me a tweet. Let's get the after party going. At Chris Ducker, I'd love to hear what your biggest takeaway was from this particular show. So again, follow me on Twitter, at Chris Ducker. Tweet me. Let me know how you're going. Hashtag youpreneur. And I will see you on this coming Friday, where we have the Simple Green Smoothie Queen herself, Jada Selner, is in the house talking about how we can build a raving community of fans online. And believe me, she's done it. She's got like 300,000 followers on Instagram. It's insane. I get it all out of her, exactly how she did it. Make sure you tune in Friday. Until then, take good care and go out there and chase it down. I'll see you soon.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.
Hey, before you move forward with your day, just a quick reminder one more time about the Long Haul Leaders Summit taking place November 16 and 17 this year, 2024, in Cambridge, England. This is your chance, along with 100 other entrepreneurs from all over the world, to boost your income, elevate your impact, and build a legacy. This is the live event for entrepreneurs that you need to be at this year, my friend, because not only are we going to teach you lots of great strategies and processes and systems and all that good stuff in terms of scaling your business, but most importantly, you're going to learn from the best in the game when it comes to making the moves that you need to make in order to be able to go the distance in business and in life. I really hope to see you there. Grab your ticket right now before they're all gone. Longhaulleader.com. Bye for now.